But even in darkness I cannot hide from you. To you the night shines as bright as the day. Darkness and light are both alike to you. I mean, so God don't have any problem seeing you. It doesn't make any difference to him. Verse 13 and 14. You made all the delicate inner parts of my body, and you knit me together in my mother's womb. Thank you for making me so wonderfully and complex. Your workmanship is marvelous, and how well I know it. I stop and meditate on that thing a minute. Think. I mean, I have observed on some videos that people have made how the pictures they take of a child, you know, whenever the mother's egg and the father's sperm come together, there's two things you can't see. They're so tiny, you can't see them. And how they, when they come together, and how that little seed, that little mother's egg's in there, and those little sperms are beating all around on it, finally one of them penetrates it. And when one of them penetrates it, the rest of them immediately go away. There's thousands of them beating on the outside of it trying to get in. But when one does, the rest of them know it. And it's over. And right there, then, that little cell begins to duplicate. And then it begins to duplicate again. You still can't see it. And then it begins to duplicate again. And then first thing you know, you've got 2 cells, 4 cells, 6 to 8 cells, 16 cells. And in a matter of just a few days, you have many cells. And from those two little tiny things, all of a sudden little tiny strings begin to come off of it. Little arteries and veins look like little soft things. And all of a sudden, in just a matter of weeks, you can see a real baby in there. Oh, I'm telling you, Rosemary, there ain't nothing but our God can do that in the womb of a mother. I mean, ain't nobody can do that but God. I mean, I don't see how anybody can even possibly think this is just a glob of flesh. I mean, a glob of nothing that's in there. And you can go ahead and kill it if you want to. No, that's a real live human being. And God is fearfully and wonderfully putting that precious little thing together in a mother's womb. Wow. You've made all the delicate inner parts of my body. I mean, think of the millions of cells. You know, some of you may or may not know about the cell that holds the body together, that holds the skin on, that holds everything. But that cell is called laminin, a laminin cell. How many of you have ever seen the laminin cell? Okay, only a couple of you. I would love for you, when you get home today, you go to your computer and you type in laminin, L-A-M-I-N-I-N, and see what the cell looks like that holds your flesh together. You're going to be amazed. Laminin. It'll blow your socks off. It really will. If you haven't seen it, I'm not going to tell you what it looks like. I'm going to let you go home and look it up. Because when you see it, if you're like me, you're going to think, wow, look at that. It's going to mean something serious to you. And it's what holds you together. Thank you for making me so wonderfully complex. Your workmanship is marvelous, and how well I know it. You know, in the complexity of this magnificent thing that I live in, I don't understand how it works. I mean, I've lived in this thing now for 71 years, but all I know is I just eat and drink and it works. You know, and it keeps me strong. I can go do anything I want to do. I can see, I can hear, I can smell, touch, feel, all the things that I can do. But I don't understand how it works. I don't understand that when I reach over and feel that, wow, I feel that. It's really there. If it happened to be hot, I can tell that. If it's cold, I can tell that. You talk about fearfully and wonderfully made. We are fearfully and wonderfully made. Now, you talk about a father that loves us. He loves us to put us together like this. Verse 15 and 16. You watched me as I was being formed in utter seclusion. Just think, he was there watching over every second that you were being formed in your mother's womb. He was guiding every little cell to make sure every one of them went into the right place. I don't see how in the world all those little cells come out just right. You know, when I see that little body and how it, that, oh goodness, it's just mind-boggling to see how we're made inside the womb. And we come from the tiny, tiny little thing to such a perfect little baby in such a short period of time. But you watched me as I was being formed in utter seclusion, as I was woven together in the dark of the womb. Now, it's dark in there. You don't have any eyes anyway. You can't see them. You can't see in there. It's totally dark. But you can hear. You can hear a whole lot earlier than you can see, that's for sure. That's why people ought to sing to their children. They ought to walk in love, because your children are hearing what you're doing even before they come out. You saw me before I was born. Every day of my life was recorded in your book, every day. Every moment was laid out before a single day had passed. Just think, God had a plan for you and me before he made us. You know, just think of the plan that he has for you. And I think that maybe none of us fully ever grasped the total plan he's got for us. Some maybe get closer than others because they spend more time with God. But some people miss their plan totally, completely. They live their whole life, never come to know Jesus, die and go to hell, and totally miss everything God had planned for you. But yet he had a plan, he laid it out, and he tried his best to woo you in the direction so that you would be obedient to do what he says. And some of us never find it, that we never believe him. Verse 17 and 18. How precious are your thoughts about me? He's got good thoughts about you. You know, I think about Brother David and his family and his daughters with him today. And I'm sure she's happy about Daddy. You know, I saw him and her hugging each other a while ago when they walked in. And I thought, how much David loves his daughter. How much his daughter loves Daddy. But yet, the real father loves both of us far more than that, doesn't he, David? But we love our children, don't we? Yes. And you need to really love that girl with all your heart, because we never know how long we're going to be around to do that. You know, I can remember when my beautiful daughter was 24 years old. On Thursday night when I walked in and put my hands on her hips, she was standing at the kitchen washing dishes, and I put my hands on her hips and she turned around to look at me. And I looked at her and I said, honey, I love you. And she said, Daddy, I love you too. And she went right on washing dishes. I had no idea on Thursday afternoon those would be the last words I'd ever speak to that girl. She went into eternity within just a matter of hours after that in a car wreck. You don't ever know, do you? You don't ever know. How precious are your thoughts about me? They are innumerable. I can't even count them. They outnumber the grains of sand. You know, boy, there's a lot of grains of sand on this earth, you know it? And when I wake up in the morning, you are still with me. Now, this is what you call a real father. He's never forsakes you nor leaves you. How in the world can he do that for every human being on the face of the earth 24/7, Tom? Yeah, because he's God. That's right. That's the only answer we got, isn't it? Because he is God. You know, it is just amazing. Now then, let's go to Psalm 71, verse 6 and 8. Psalm 71, verse 6 and 8. Yes, verse 6 says, yes, you have been with me from birth. From my mother's womb, you have cared for me. No wonder I am always praising you. What's verse 7 and 8 say? My life is an example to many because you have been my strength and protection. That is why I can never stop praising you. I declare your glory all day long. Now, when we recognize who he is, we will do this. Now, many people never recognized the fact that he was there and he delivered them. Many people think the hospital doctor delivered you. But it wasn't the doctor. It was God. Now, I know today that a lot of people, I mean a lot of people, they intervene in God's plan and they don't let God do it in the fullness of the way he wants to do it. So we have a lot of births that are done some other way, that are forced or the child's taken before it's time or whatever, then usually that child has lots of medical complications. Isn't that amazing? That God has a plan, and if he wants that child to spend X number of days or weeks or months in the mother's womb, I believe with all my heart, you ought to let that child spend that time in there until that child is born, but God takes it out on his own. Because when you do that, it makes everything work better for the child. You know, if you let God do the delivery, your child won't have near the complications and issues they do if you take it before it's supposed to be born. My life is an example to many because you have been my strength and my protection. That is why I can never stop praising you. I declare your glory all day long. And the more you know him, the better you know him, the more you will declare his glory. That's how it's so easy for me to walk around saying, praise the Lord. Glory to God in the highest. I am grateful for what God has given me. I'm grateful for the good years, the health, everything that he has provided for me, the privilege to do what I do for him, the miracles I've seen him do, all the wonderful things. I think about what I've seen God do. And I think of the things that I've been able to do in my life. And then I look at some people. I go down to Fort Worth or whatever, Dallas. But I mean, I walked down the streets of Fort Worth one time going to a Christian meeting. And there was a man on the street and he was about half drunk and he was wanting money for a hamburger. I told him, I said, well, or actually it's what he said, I need food. I said, okay, let me take you in here and buy you a hamburger. He said, no, won't you just give me $5? I said, no, because I think you'll go spend it on booze. I said, let me take you in here and feed you. Well, he wouldn't go in there to eat. He wouldn't go eat. He said, I just want the money. I said, forget it. I ain't going to give you the money.
We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast titled, Awesome Father, in its entirety or any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.